Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Expressions. And on the podcast today, we have Terry Kirkpatrick. And we've been learning, Terry, that, you know, your career at the University of Arkansas. How long were you a professor, or were you a researcher? What exactly was going on there?
As in retirement, I'm emeritus professor.
Okay.
So that was kind of it.
Okay.
Professor.
Yeah. So you spent your career doing that. And then you've gotten into the farming aspect of it, and you and Miss Grace have been. How long have you been doing that?
We've been doing it at Hope. Oh gosh, probably 15 years.
Yeah. And you guys are. That's where you met my wife, wasn't it? Was at the farmer's
market? Absolutely. Yeah. I've got to tell that story.
Okay, go ahead.
We had decided that we were going to grow blueberries, and the first few years, there was a little historic town, Old Washington, had a farmer's market. It was the only market around at the time. So we started taking our blueberries to the farmer's market, and lo and right away, we saw this lady who had, we always laughed about it, it was a double-barreled stroller.
Yeah.
She had twins, and then she had another boy, and my wife just fell in love with them, and so she was giving away all the produce. You know, they'd come, and she was giving them free, and it's like, wait a minute, we're supposed to sell it. She said, I don't care. They're too cute. And so that's how we met your wife.
That's exactly right. And now they come out to the farm and work for you. They love it, too.
Now they're working for us, growing
blueberries.
That's right.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And they love it because you let them do the work. Like, you show them and teach them, and it's a really cool discipleship mechanism that right. that you have going on out there. And that's something else, Terry, that, you know, when we think discipleship, we oftentimes think of a setting like this, and we got books opened up,
sure.
and I'm teaching you this, and that's a great form of discipleship.
Okay.
But one of the things that I've just kind of stood back and admired about you and Grace is it's not only been my kids, but it's anybody you can get your hands on
right.
that are willing to come
yeah.
and do a little bit of work and learn and
you
to be willing to learn.
That's
and so
right.
I think that's a beautiful form of that's life on life discipleship.
Absolutely.
There.
And you know, it's just amazing how the conversations go, you know,
right.
they're free, just kind of freewheeling, but you know, talk about everything from agriculture to God and,
yeah.
and all the things in between.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you guys have been doing this in Hope for 15 years. What would you say are some of the biggest blessings that you and Grace have received from doing this?
Well, I think, you know, obviously there's the personal satisfaction of planting something and tending it and watching it grow and being successful. And certainly, if you look at me standing up, you know, eating the produce is always a good
thing. Not been a problem.
No, it's not a problem. You know, so there's that reward. But I think both of us really, we're never really going to make a lot of money at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do really enjoy is having our clientele. You know, we've got repeat customers and even new customers at the farmers markets that we attend liking our produce. They say, oh, this is beautiful, and we took it home and it was so good.
Yeah.
You know, so just seeing people pleased with our the output of our efforts is rewarding.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the, you know, we talk about truth, goodness, and beauty, and I think that's one of the beauty aspects is in the being a blessing.
Yeah.
To other people and them enjoying what you enjoy.
Right, absolutely.
And probably even seeing it further down the road and getting other people involved in
in the
gardening aspect of it and the farming of it. So
yeah, absolutely. You know, and the other aspect too is giving a lot. We give a lot of it away.
Yeah.
You know, so there's that part of it too.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I know my boys enjoy coming out there working for you. What they really enjoy though is
my
lunch.
Wife's cooking.
It's lunch. Yes.
So do I.
Yeah. Every time they come home, we don't really ask about what did you do. It's what did you eat.
I hear that.
What did you eat? And there's usually a container that they bring home.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying anymore to encourage them to take the dessert home.
Yeah. We usually get the. We get to benefit from that as well, All right, guys, we've got one more podcast with Terry Kirkpatrick here talking about farming and life and how truth, goodness, and beauty is exemplified in that very aspect. And so join us again next Monday.